Blackstone Audio presents Potent Pleasures by Eloisa James. This book is read by Susan Duoden. Chapter 1. Kent, England. March 1798. Charlotte was 1 week short of 17 when her life changed, falling into two halves like a shiny child's ball. Before and after. In the time before, Charlotte was staying with Julia Brentorton, her dearest friend from school. Julia and she survived boarding school together. The dreary grind of everyday Latin instruction, music instruction, dance instruction, art class, etiquette with the school mistress, Lady Sipperstein. Etiquette was really the only unpleasant class.
Julia!
Lady Sipperstein would suddenly appear behind her left shoulder.
Cross your legs at the ankle when you sit in a low sofa. Walk up the stairs again, Charlotte, and do not sway your hips this time. You are wiggling in an inappropriate fashion.
Lady Sipperstein was a terrifying woman, with a bosom that extended forward like the prow of a ship. She knew to a hair how low one must bow to a duchess as opposed to a king, and she drilled her students as if they would do so every day. She was full of maxims.
One dismisses a servant as if he were a young child, with firmness, brevity, and uninterest. The appropriate gifts for the sick depend on where they live. If they live on your estate, instruct the cook to make bone marrow jelly and bring it yourself, with fruit. If they live in the